Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
And we back, and we back, and we back.
Episode 82 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast.
82.
Doug.
82 Doug.
Shannon Sharpe?
Ronald Reagan. Ron Reagan and his wife.
Shout out Torrey Smith and the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018 in Minneapolis. You know what I'm saying?
Lil Wayne once said, "You know, I've been ready since '81, and I was born in '82."
Yeah. Hold on, let's see.
Shannon was '88, so he was one of them.
I was way off on that one. Jason Witten, you know.
Shout out to Jason Witten.
It's mad people, actors, and celebrities that are like rap that they're like born in '82.
That's
all I'm thinking about is people. Nicki Minaj born in '82. Nicki Minaj, you old. She is 40 this year. Holy shit.
Sheesh. 40 ball.
Still acting. Shout out to Barb. Shout out.
Fo, when I love me a Thursday. Who else was 40 this year? That celebrated 40. Didn't Gabby just celebrate 40? Or D Wade celebrated his 40.
D Wade. Gabrielle Union is 62.
D Wade's 40. Hold on.
Yeah. It always seems weird because him and LeBron came in the same draft, but like this nigga went through 4 years.
Yeah, so it was D Wade telling me. D Wade was 40. So shout out to D Wade with his 40. Shout out to 3 rings, 3 of them.
First of all, Gabrielle was 30 when she did Ring It On. She said this all the time. Like, yo, they kept asking me to do teen roles.
Shout out to D Wade actually getting his childhood crush. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, yo, as a child, he watched Gabrielle and he wanted her. And he actually got it, man. Shout out to D Wade. You know what I mean?
Yo, shout out to all the people that said, yo, hey, man, when I was a kid, I wanted J-Lo, and you got it. Nick Cannon, I remember he said he wanted
Mariah. No, Nick Cannon is the king of, manifestation. Man, as a kid, I liked Shorty, and you know what I mean, and he actually got Shorty. He's the king of that. But D-Wade actually married that, and, you know, hey, I had a successful marriage.
As a kid, I wanted Adina Howard, but I seen her recently. I don't want
Word to Adina. Word to Adina. Yeah. J. Cole voice.
Yeah, but we talking about 95. 95. One day we got to have a conversation about that Flintstone movie was not for kids. The way they had, they over-sexualized Halle Berry in that movie and how she was pushing hella titties and playing the social, but hey, would you like a bonus, Mr. Like, dude, overly sexual, just looking like, yo, this. I remember being a kid, like,
on streaming. They're definitely gonna do the whole message before. You know, our views have changed. You know, we missed the mark back in the day.
Back in the day, boy, this is it's a whole different time. Like, this, it's a Flintstones movie. It's supposed to be for kids, right? Because people always had a conversation, like, yo, who was better, Betty or what's it called, Fred's wife. I don't know why Wilma. Wilma. And niggas was
I was drawing a blank.
And niggas was talking about, like, and niggas always say, oh, you know, technically Betty, you know, Betty got back, and then they casted Rosie O'Donnell. Then they casted Rosie O'Donnell in the movie, and then that killer ruined.
Betty got back.
Ruined Betty for everybody. Rosie O'Donnell playing Betty.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh, man. We'll get on deck this week,
Well, speaking of 82, we're going to talk about the weekend again. The 80s is going to talk about cocaine. I got the weekend shirt on because we about to get this planet. I am here to troll the weekend today. Get to working on that collab, nigga, because Wanna is on your ass. He's been kicking your ass.
Hey, nah, I mean, he ain't on your ass. You on his ass. Yo, he up.
You got to catch up to him.
Yeah, he up. That wouldn't be very P of the weekend to
not P at all.
No, the weekend ain't been P ever since. Like, his whole response to all this shit has not been P.
He started posting articles. Oh, this is the number one album, you know,
in the world,
outside
the world.
Anywhere but America. I'm like, who the fuck cares? Like,
Istanbul, Germany. You know how my streams is doing in the Ukraine.
Mo vlog loves my album.
I didn't hear so many different excuses. Like, oh, well, you know, he never single. You did a Super Bowl, bro. Don't matter.
No, he had a single.
He didn't do anything.
Even Shit Show had a single. Wanna didn't have a single. Shout out to Gunna, man.
He actually did, it was a too easy song, but like that song didn't really, like, it was more like, they didn't like, it wasn't like a huge roll-up for us. It was kind of like a throw-out. We did a remix for it, and that was it.
It's a difference between that and Take My Breath.
Exactly.
So,
I felt like Take My Breath came out a year ago.
That shit came out in August.
A year before
even
that.
Even like what people, single. What people forget too.
It was terrible when I heard it then.
Even with After Hours, when he did the singles, like, it was shit. What was that song?
He did more of a rollout for
After Hours. Even with that, those singles didn't like catch on until like literally like six months later.
Shouts to the Starboy shirt that B has on.
I'm here to troll.
Probably my favorite. Like,
what you need to get
cover.
Back to weekend.
Really?
As far as Ballad,
I love the album. Like that.
It's a great replayable album. Listen, I still go back.
I always go back to Beauty Behind.
I'm tied with those two, like, because I could go either or. For me,
that is a classic. But I'm saying, like, Starboy was a great compromise to be this superstar. More, it was his most confident, and also it was the only time where we Can't Wear It was confident, and the music was equally good 100%. For both sides of the spectrum to enjoy. That was the best combination of those three things.
And the videos was fire too.
He hasn't had an album with those three.
Like, Beauty Behind the Madness, like I love the album too. Like, so it's like, it's not like a huge, like. Yeah, it's just like literally I could go either
and
way.
That was back when Weeknd could not perform. His live show sucked. I think he
surprised us with Beauty Behind the Madness. That was a surprise. We didn't know where he was going with it, and then that came smack.
He heard the reviews when we was killing
hit a few lines, and
Different how many times we heard like Earned It. I was like, okay, this is definitely like about to be like a crazy single.
The fact that my niece and nephew loved, what was the hit?
I Can't Feel My Face. They loved that song. They loved all the singles. They've heard them all.
They really was like, yo. They was the fact that they had no clue what he was talking about, but the fact that kids like they were like 8, 9.
That's how kids felt. Remember Migos Stir Fry? That sounds like a huge ass song. Nickelodeon shit. I was like, yeah, no idea. These people.
Yeah, no idea.
No,
we can get into some Nickelodeon history too. We can go back to all that. They had no idea what they had done.
Y'all had Coolio on y'all shit.
Had Ice Cube promoting Players Club on all that, performing We Be Clubbing, Every Girl Wanna Come, doing Shake Something. Shake It All, Shake It All. she got back for days, put a week on it.
Definitely for sure. Shout out to the Weeknd.
But my thing with the Weeknd too is like, I wonder, like, for their next move, like, do you like just keep rolling this album out and like just trying, like, you know, keep pumping it out there, or do you just move on to the next project and say like, hey, you know?
No,
like,
I told you guys an episode ago or two episodes ago, they put that coat back in that studio, brother.
Yeah. They locked him in the studio, put an 8-ball right on the soundboard, and locked him in there. Like, do you think?
Hey man,
what happens after this? Happens after this.
Yeah, he pulled the.
They put 40 in an 8-ball in that joint. Like,
they pulled the Method Man in the episode of Power, like, yo, just press the space bar. I gotta go check on some some reservations I got for a restaurant. You know what happens?
It is what it is, man.
Man, but Power, man. How y'all?
Woo! I'm trying to relax.
Episode of the season. Did not disappoint. They always do that one or two episodes before the finale. It's never the finale. It's always
the heist was smooth too, man. Shout out to Drew.
Oh yeah,
good comeback episode. He was looking shaky last.
I was
episode.
Looking for shit to go wrong and then not work out because like you know it's supposed to fit, but no, they did not fail. Carrie's out of here, y'all. Let's get to the shit. Carrie's gone. We're gonna get to dinner scene. Let's talk about Carrie being dead, and it was not a suicide.
Let's talk about how trash. Like my man, like
this was not Epstein.
As a person, she is an idiot. I'm sorry. You could have easily got out of this. Like you just being nosy, doing way too much. The same shit Jabari did. Mind your fucking business. Like.
The fact that she was like this sex addict that they just randomly just like threw in there
she had like one therapy session and they just like, oh yeah, it's over. Like, you know what I mean? They never like really kind of died.
She only had sex with two people on the show. Shout out to Big Davis McLean.
Yeah.
Shout out to him throwing like, yo, me, me, the white boy, Jabari, Zeke. Shout out to him and
Tate was trying.
Tate's still trying. He ain't gonna hit.
I thought Tate was gonna hit.
Tate wait until she downed. Oh no, damn, no, she can't out. Oh shit. I really thought they were setting up her down on her luck.
I thought she was crying last episode, I was like, okay, he goes, you know.
Tate kept trying to wait to find her at her lowest. He kept trying to save her, jumping
in. He had it last episode.
He kept eavesdropping.
I thought that was going to be
like, they alone in the office and shit. You know, I was like, okay, it's probably going to happen. Nope.
He probably did, and they didn't show us until when they show her funeral, he's like, hey, you know, I beat two.
Yeah. I beat two.
Shot clock. Fourth quarter, baby. Told you to close that.
Not I beat two.
Saying I beat two at a funeral is
nasty. It's the nastiest thing ever.
And that's an interesting concept because hoes die too. And you ever wonder, like, who'd be at the funeral? But man, but do you think she committed suicide or
Monet definitely got up about it.
Oh, she got her. She had a gun to say.
She wasn't suicide. Just herself real because you know what? All this talk with Carrie's whole storyline, the overall message that it taught us. Hey man, just get fired, man. It's not that big a deal, man. Niggas get fired all the time.
Just quit your job.
It's not
paying you nothing.
She did way too much to try and keep her job and integrity. Like, man,
I like that they're setting it up for the ghost triangle or quad or squared whatever like that Tariq is in, because they're gonna bring Lauren back next season. Because they got her out of there smooth. Like, all right, yeah, you're done, you know, for right now. But yeah, we're gonna bring you back out of witness protection. Tasha might bring her back, or whatever. I don't know, like, but either way,
Tasha bring her back.
Either way, she's coming back because they both were in with Sec. Oh
yeah, she gonna meet Tasha out there. Exactly.
That's hilarious. Her Yaz and Tasha going to be like, Tariq, we love you. Yeah, I don't know.
I never want to see Yaz again. I'm good. Take her to Yaz.
Hey, no, I seen a meme.
Tariq, you lost.
Yell and scream all you want.
You lost.
It was funny. I seen a meme or whatever about Yaz. Like, yo, this is the flyest person in foster care ever. Like, when she was at the interview and she had a Burberry joint on her. She's the flyest joint ever. But I was definitely laughing about another meme I seen when I was like, yo, every time he show up, he got some bad shit to say. Ghost lawyer.
He ain't never got no good news, nothing.
But the fact that Reek was like, so he did all this before he died?
So he really planned all this shit before he died?
Hey, this ain't gold is the gold.
You telling me my father planned all this shit
before he died? All this shit before he died?
I just wanted to save Rena. Yeah. But yeah, is pretty good. I was just playing the shit. He's Stark. He's Stark of that universe.
He's Edith. Yeah, he's Edith.
Edith. But like, Stark left all this segment, left all shit behind.
Go. Yeah, I mean. And then Tariq is Peter Parker. You know?
But the acronym still stands for Ghost too. Yeah, like even dead, I'm the hero.
I am him.
Yeah, I am him. But yeah, no. So Monet,
dope episode.
Monet definitely hung, because in my logic behind why, because one, it makes sense. Not like she got to like stew and her like, oh, it was more of a thing. They made it seem like they was gonna work together, like, oh yeah, about the team up. Monet and Carrie, like, hey, we need each other. Next thing you know, we fire or hang from ceiling. Yeah. The reason why Monet did that, because if it was a murder, gunshot wound, if you make it look like she did it herself, they're not gonna investigate a murder chart, like in somewhere where they can tie all this in, because she just took the witness stand. That means it's probably connected to the. Not Tariq might have did this. So yeah, no, that was great to cover her own tracks, and you know she don't give a fuck about Tariq, but covering her own track, make sure it don't affect her family or anything like that. But
yeah, man, and shout out to Tariq putting all this shit together, man. Like the fact that he was like, hey yo, let's use this conference room in this coffee shop, and I got a plan. That's like, oh, well, that does work. I'm like, yo, this nigga Tariq, man. I'm like, yo, this is Ghost Sons for like,
the most ghost Ghost Angela shit ever happened this season. When this nigga found out that she wore a wire, but he's like, nah, she would never do it. It wasn't like that. Like that type of thing. Like, yeah, that type of attitude for like, nigga, she still wore the wire to set you up. Any other bitch goes with a killed off Angela?
Of course, Sax fucks up. Like, yeah, yo,
his dumbass. I'm like, bro.
Of course, he tells Tariq like,
convenient writing, convenient.
Yeah, I was very convenient. That Carrie was. Carrie. You say Carrie? Oh, all right, bet. I'm definitely getting out of this jam now.
One of the highest paid defense attorneys. We're supposed to believe that he just.
He sucks. I'm sorry. He's so bad at his job.
I'm definitely laughing at fact that he paid Method Man with the engagement ring that Dante was gonna give him to Mary J. Blige.
I take this. There's gonna be a connection where he's gonna find out. Oh, Dante, and then there's gonna be a war. He's gonna get McClane killed because.
Because Redman's is coming. So McClane's gonna, like I said, based on how they lobbed up a bunch of stuff. Well, for me,
if Method Man dies. They're just bringing Redman. That's so funny.
You were from being in jail to shout out to Sax always being useful. They definitely send up the Dante Lorenzo face off.
Standoff.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna to be epic. Who do y'all got? Because taking sides.
Z's going to stop. Like, stop. You my uncle. You my brother. I don't know what to do. I'm just trying to go to the league.
Lorenzo don't even like Zeke. Zeke's like, hey, man.
Right, Lorenzo don't give a fuck.
No. Well, now he gives a fuck. He definitely cares now. Definitely.
But yeah, I think, I thought it was a good episode. I thought everyone kind of played their part. The dinner scene was just chaotic.
That was fire. Shout out to Diana. Hey, man, if we getting saucy, I got some sauce for niggas, man.
Like, she was serving it up, too. I'm like, oh.
Oh, word? You on me? Because, you know, I like Tariq. Oh, I got some for you.
I got some. You ain't the only one fucking somebody. I shouldn't be fucking.
I got something for you, Kane, because nigga, you was swapping out sugar. I got something for you,
Monet. Anything I knew about that, did you?
Yeah. I got something for you, Monet, because I looked it up. I did my numbers. Don't worry about me. I'm straight on this side. Yeah, y'all better go holler at Drew and Lorenzo and all that shit. And I got my dad out of jail. Oh, no. When we get to this dinner table, I'm big fish, nigga. I got big joker.
She's setting her up to become the queen pin. Thus,
I got a big joker out here.
Thus making her the new Tasha. Like, setting her up to her to be the official Tasha. Sorry, Effie, you're going to die. Effie, I told Orange, she's going to die a Queen Latifah death. Liz going to be set off, gun, bullet. She's going to go out in a blaze. Cause you know, man.
Hey, straight hair, Effie. No, but the fact, the play played out so well. Like, and shouts to Drew about to off the Asian dude, but Kane and saved him.
Drew was about to
just to only get off. He saved him for five minutes.
He saved him for an extra 5 minutes of life. Like, he only saved his life so he can go get killed by.
So my whole thing is, does Dante, when he was like, oh yeah, he was a mole. You know, when Kane walked away and Dante looked at him, I was like, okay, does he kind of know? Like,
he kind of know.
Like, he just want a reason to kill Chef. And he's like, okay, I really know it's like Kane in the end.
He don't know. Well, what
loose ends, even though that's Lorenzo's motto. But yeah,
I think he just knows that I can't kill Kane because I love Monet so much. So I know I can't do that.
That's the only thing keeping alive.
Yeah.
Chef, employee, nigga. I will get you.
Chef, man.
This is how I fire, niggas.
This is how. No, not this is how I fire. Yeah. Hey, this is how I get you out of here.
But I think now that with the Dante and Lorenzo standoff, now people are taking sides on who they feel is going to, because it's not going to be both. So someone's got to go, and it's going to be epic. Before we get to that, I was talking about Effie. Yes, Effie's going to die a Queen Latifah death, and she's going to do it somehow defending Tariq. Like, she's gonna take a bullet for this nigga. She's gonna be a ride or die, but heavy on the die. Like I said this before, she's a ride or die, but heavy. You know them girls that be in these movies, TV shows, they like super ride or die, so you know they gonna die, like getting shot up or trying to save somebody, trying to shoot at cops or shoot at some plug or whatever, just taking a hit for somebody. In this case, in Effie's case, she's gonna die, for Tariq, or being dumb for Tariq, and Tariq is on Tasha now.
I think that would only happen in season 3.
I didn't say it was going to happen this season. Yeah. Saying they're setting her up. They got to build up their relationship a little bit more.
Yeah. Like, for it to matter. For him to go back and forth like his dad did. Like, it got to be like that. I think. Because Lauren's going. Which they definitely should play more on, like, Lauren being gone. Because all we seen last was, oh, yeah. You're fine, professor. You took them drugs, and then all of a sudden she was ghost. Nothing came after like after her being saying that I won't testify, and then like we didn't see anything else.
So, what if she pops back up with Tasha with guns to save Tariq in some type of situation?
Yes, they all gonna be like,
oh yeah, it's a little starter pistol,
like, little 22. We all, yeah, Monet, you're done. Effie, yep, you're done. Sorry,
Effie's definitely done in a matter of time.
Shout out to Diana. I was rooting for her from the jump. Big fish. Yeah, she's still here, man.
Yep. Yeah, man. She did her Googles like crazy. I'm like, shit.
And then we all knew Lauren was his Angela.
I don't know where it choked. Yeah, I don't know what the higher Institute of Education is for her, but they sent her there. I don't know if it's Harvard, I don't know if it's Stanford. You gonna get your master's somewhere else.
Where that transcript going? Somebody's gonna try to look up that transcript, trying to see where.
We gonna send you to Chicago, to Columbia. You gonna be in Chicago with Tommy, and that's how Reek is gonna meet you again.
that dinner scene, Zeke finding out that he in fact was not born in 2002.
Nigga, you're 23, not 19.
He was born in 98.
All he cared about the NCAA. Yeah,
that's against NCAA rules. Like, nigga, you just found out your auntie is your mama. You know, I get in trouble. That's against NCAA rules. Like,
and it's crazy. Like,
you're not 19, you're 23, and he got to make it in the face. Like, what?
That wasn't my dad, right, auntie?
Shout out to the Gucci suit that he had in.
The Gucci track suit. The nigga, why this was so funny to our listeners, we was in the group chat. Oh, yeah. Like, cause I was thinking about that shit. I was like, so you mean to tell me this nigga was 5 years old talking about, I was just born a little bit a minute ago. Like, you could fully talk. Like, I'm a baby. I just learned. Yeah,
he got straight A's in kindergarten. That boy could write his letters and and say his name. This nigga spell
was
his name.
This nigga was 10 years old in kindergarten. Goodness. Like how do you pull
like imagine LeBron James, the birth certificate come out that it was wrong. Like, he was 4 years older than he is. Like, that'd be the craziest thing in life.
Because when you're 5 years old, like, in the moment, like, not when you're older, but like when you're in the moment, when you turn 5 years old, you can remember the last year of your life.
Yeah.
You know, like, 5 years can remember up to like late of turning three or whatever. They remember you can go back that far when you're five. So you tell this nigga remembers like, yeah, now I was born. I'm one. But I was just born.
But shout out to the lazy worker at the DNA thing that they just told her all this information.
Definitely getting fired
over the phone. Like,
that's a person that don't give a
fuck about a whole bunch of HIPAA laws.
Yeah, like, wait. She was like, oh yeah, now I'm looking for Z Cross in 2002. They was like, nah, we don't got none of that. But we do got one in 98. Like, wait. You just told her that? Like, you just told her off the rip? Like, that's crazy.
There was no, ma'am, that is confidential information unless you revise information.
Hey, Shorty was clicking her nails the whole time. You know. Yeah.
Like, she just called. Like, yeah, Z-Cross. 2002. Really? You don't have 2002? What do you have? Like I said, just giving it up all willy-nilly. They didn't screen the call or nothing. And that's funny. Crazy. And then that's funny because that means anybody that whoever worked at that place that keeps the records, that'd be like the same person that like that worked at the DMV to help me get my license back. Like, listen, my man, this is my last day. Listen, you don't even got, dude, you just want to pay this money out here. You can just have your license back. You don't even got to take the test. You ain't got to take the behind the wheel.
Whatever.
Like, nigga, I'll be right back.
You said you want a license? Here you go.
I feel like doing parallel parking and trying to prove myself.
Here you go.
Because I wasn't going to make it.
And you did well. There you go. Your license, right? Yeah. Hey, that's you? You look like the guy in the picture. Yep. Yeah, all right, cool.
Here you go.
Here you go.
I don't give a fuck about the job. I'm about to leave.
All right.
So what do we think Tate's going to do since like the next episode?
There's nowhere for him to beat. So that was his whole mission.
Because that's what appears in the next episode. I guess like Tate's like going to be on like the stand testifying now. Like, oh shit! So,
oh no, you know Tate from the last episode, he was like, "Hey man, hey, I'm putting that nigga down, blackface."
He wants that seat. He wants that shit.
So Tate gonna get that seat, brother.
Tate gonna get that picture.
Tate gonna be a I don't even know what seat dude holds, but he gonna be him. He said, "Fuck governor,
congressman." He wants a.
No, he's already
congressman. He's councilman Tate.
Now
he's back to.
So whatever it is, he gonna get that. He gonna get that. And Tariq got it for him. Yep. Yeah, now Tariq and Braden, that she ain't gonna be nothing. Like, they gonna watch that because again, it's Tommy and Ghost. So
yeah.
You know what I mean? But so whatever. Also, the fact that Tate's
gonna find a way to leave the Westerns out of it and somehow get what he wants or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the fact that Tariq, when he first got Spencer, saw the picture, or when he got to look at it a second time, whatever, the fact that he didn't take his phone and then just take a picture with his phone, because you knew that Braden wasn't going to be okay with it. You knew he wasn't going to be okay with it, so I'm not about to tell you what I'm about to do with this picture.
Because you could just took a picture, cropped it out, I'm like, it's what it is. Yeah. I don't know how it got out there.
All that, yeah, exactly. Like, all the technology y'all got with course correct, y'all can figure out how to buff the Westerns face out of it.
Yeah, man, it's going
to
be...
Not everybody knows how to do Photoshop, man. Like, they just know how to sell drugs, man. That's all they know. It's not to move work and move
product. We got to take logic out of the rest of this, because, you know...
Hey, man, shout out to Effie sticking her finger in some cocaine and looking like, nah, this is sugar.
Man, call her El Chapo.
Yeah, nah, that ain't it.
Every tried that shit with the peanut. Yeah, y'all stepped on this with rat poison.
Nah, this ain't it.
Nah, Kane had me dying.
I know how coke tastes like. This ain't it.
They had the meeting and she showed up and Kane started smiling and shit. I was dying. Smiley was like, that's kind of funny. I like he Kane hit on like two of Reese's girls.
Nah, you know Kane like, yeah, I hit whatever. Hey, Kane a nigga for real. Like he like, yeah. Hey, I'm down. I'm fucking with it.
But yeah, man.
But Dante be having so scared.
He's so trash. I'm just like, bro. Like he like you said for it. He just don't move, like he don't move like a drug
kingpin. And for Kane to be such a killer, Kane could have easily killed Dante several times anymore. I don't know why he's so scared of him. Like you could
at no point do well. No, but now well, even though he only knows it's Mecca, so I think Kane's gonna realize.
But no. I'm not even because of his name or who he might be to Monet. I'm talking about like it's in terms of you just be scared. You just this big scary guy that could kill Kane.
I don't believe
Kane. You can kill. He's killable.
I definitely don't believe that. I'm like, man, hey, man, look, like I said, like, we just don't believe him as a kingpin. He doesn't move like a kingpin.
Move like a fed, like I said.
Even when he tries to be tough, it just, like,
it doesn't come out. It doesn't come off that way.
That very first scene, that random ass first scene, them walking down the alley, like, it just felt like a cop. Like, Kane had every right to question him like that in the moment, but. Yeah, Kane could have been.
No, Kane was definitely right on that. Like, you sound like that. You are.
But there's a theory, like, on the internet. I've seen the YouTube wormholes, like, people doing power recaps. And there's, like, a whole video theory, like, Dante secretly is working for the feds. Such and such. Like, man, I mean, he might not be. I mean, can they do that? Can they do what he did to Chef?
That's what I was saying. Like, I'm like, oh, he was on Manifest. That's where I knew I seen him from.
Oh.
He was, remember Ben's wife that met that dude when Ben was gone for them 5 years? Yeah, that was him. I was like, okay. I knew he looked familiar.
Yeah, I'll leave. The Manifest wasn't as good as people.
Dante Mecca was on Manifest?
Yeah, man. He was he was a replacement dude after old dude went missing for like 5 years. And then he came back. I was like, hey, you got to get out. I need my wife back. But yeah, man, I do want to see what happens in this season because
Zeke's 23, man.
I'm still like, gotta go be a father.
I'm like, they really don't think that. Because first of all, you know what's funny about all this is we talked about how ridiculous and how non thought out the idea that Zeke was even Monet's son. Like how does that work? How does this work? Like, what's the order of the kids? And they make this make sense. And then they tried to make it make sense, and they made it even worse by telling me that he's 4 years older than what he said. Like, nigga, this is worse than the whole nephew son.
Messy, man.
Like, it's like, man, I'm laughing about, like, I'm like, fam, any kid, that's funny. Because I was telling Orin, it's not like he was just some little kid that could pass for another little kid, you know, like the younger age. This guy was big for his age already. He's an athlete. He's a
basketball player. It was also funny. It came like, so I'm not your oldest son.
They had the wrong priorities of the whole situation. Like, oh man,
yeah, that dinner scene was wildfire. Man.
Yeah.
I knew it was gonna go, that chili didn't look good. So I was like, okay, this shit about to go left real quick.
Can't complain. Where the meat at?
Lorenzo Thomas said, you should leave.
You should leave. I think you should leave. And Monet excused herself from the table and the family. Monet has no family now, so she's rogue now. So she's gonna be doing. Does Mary J get a spinoff?
I don't think.
Does Monet get
that part when she was like yelling at Diana and dinner? I don't think Mary J was acting. I think that was 100% improv. I was like, okay, yeah, she definitely didn't revisit the scene before. It seemed a little personal.
She called her.
She thought she was acting like it was her.
Kill you. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, she's like, she's talking to her ex-husband. The nigga that took her for half of everything. Yeah, no, she definitely put that passion in there.
Some flashbacks, that one.
Yeah, flashbacks.
So episode 82. So like, yo. Yeah, like, oh, so the household is looking like, so Kane is still in, Drew's still in. Well, no, Drew's kind of halfway out because he didn't kill Everett. He's like, you brought up Everett. No,
We got to address everything that was brought up in that table.
That dinner scene is so crazy.
Let's go through everything that was brought up in this. First of all, that's the most rewatchable scene.
Yeah, oh, 10,000%. I watched it twice this morning.
That scene alone or like the whole thing. I mean, the whole episode, but that dinner scene, because the stuff that was revealed, the Zeke thing, Kane stepping on drugs to become
the fact that you would throw, hey, everybody was just in that thing and say, hey, don't look at me. Drew ain't killed dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was classic, like just kid shit. Like,
they should have kept the camera on Lorenzo the whole time, because all he would have been like, oh, where? Because everybody was like,
because it was going back and forth, like everybody was just going around the table, like letting everything off. So everything that was revealed at the table, it was the Zeke thing, you know, Monet cheating, Kane stepping on the drugs. What did Drew do? Not kill Everett? I mean, we know he didn't kill Everett, but was that exposed at the table? Or?
Yeah.
That's what they exposed about Drew.
That's what Kane said. He didn't kill Everett.
Oh yeah. He didn't kill Everett. Lorenzo just looking like, yo, like.
Then Zeke was like, "You trying to kill Everett?
Yeah, my team. That's my teammate.
He's supposed to go draft for me.
He still don't know that's his boyfriend. Like, he don't know.
You about to kill my teammate? He didn't know they were dating.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting about that too.
Zeke didn't read the room when he came. Oh my goodness. When he came in the room and like Drew acted like he's playing video games.
Cause you're like, okay,
sure, auntie. Like, what are you, like, what you doing?
Playing video games.
Like, nigga, you don't smell the bussy in there.
These are thoughts of man.
In there. I'm sorry. These are not the thoughts. This is what happened in the show. So, this is an accurate portrayal of what happened in the show. This is a great episode of Power. I'm just saying. Diana. What was exposed about Diana? She didn't.
Because she didn't go to the game like she said. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who the fuck cares?
She went to Tariq's trial. Like,
Drew threw her right out of the bus. They both lied and said they was at the game.
Nobody was at this game.
He's like, I ain't see any of y'all at the game.
This nigga's even talking about something. I got to talk about
Coach. I got to talk about can't have that happening.
I got to tell Coach about that. Nobody was there. Never punk. Nobody was there. Nobody was there.
You can't go to the league anyway, nigga. You illegal. I'm about to waste my time. What am I supporting? You're not going.
Like I said before, man, we never actually saw him actually have like a crazy game either. I'm just like, so like.
Oh my goodness, man. He had a crazy layup line.
The most we saw him do is train with a Mecca Okafor.
We saw him meet Mecca while he was shooting.
We seen him duck out in the layup line.
In the layup line.
We seen him go like this. So we just like, yeah. We seen him when he got to come back. Once Reed got him eligible.
We seen the team play in Zeke's absence out of protest.
Now, you know what was funny about that too is like when they said Zeke was out, Everett said like, yo, I'm averaging a lot more points now. One, your mom, you look like you can't play basketball. Mm-hmm. They got the most basketball looking nigga like of all time. It's a fucking like
is this camera on?
Yeah, this nigga told
he can hoop, man. The wrist, man. He got man, just cancel me. Just cancel me.
Oh shit. All
right, the form. I'm saying the form. All right, let's go.
Man, but he had to tell Drew like, oh, I got a chance to go to the league now. Because Drew, because he ain't playing, boy, he has a bomb, and Drew makes more money than you, fam, that you would ever make in the league. I guess.
Like think about that rookie contract. By the way,
but that rookie contract supposed to get them out the game.
Split amongst.
No, Zeke's rookie contract.
I'm talking about Zeke's rookie contract.
Everett's rookie contract is looking real.
League minimum.
Vet minimum. He's like a real second roundish. Like, yo,
if he's even a prospect,
he's only scoring in Zeke's absence. He a G League invite type. That's what that look like.
Oh, he's like a real Jello out here. He's like a real Jello out here, something like that. His pops ain't got LeVar. LeVar will pull. Yeah. Nah,
last week we didn't get to talk about because I remember when last week episode was new. We didn't get to talk about. How Drew was supposed to kill Everett and what saved him.
I miss you.
First of all, he had the cold blooded killer. He got the gun now with the silencer ready to kill. And then he
checked. I am you, Texas.
First of all, who stops to check their phone when they're about to kill somebody? Exactly. Hold on, I got to buzz. Hold on, let me get off my focus real quick and check my phone.
My just main question is, all he had on was just like the face mask part right here. I'm like, okay, so you don't want to cover like your whole face? Like,
oh, so yeah,
you that, in New York too? You just had the blicky out, just walking down the block.
I'm like, so he didn't have the poo shiesty mask on. No. He just had the thing that he had a.
No, he's just shiesty.
He had the Nike face cover.
He had a COVID mask on. That was Like, basically, you can still see his eyes, you can still see his hair, you can still see his hairline, you can still see his, like, more than all you had was the COVID over your mouth, like, all right, but, and all that saved him was, I miss you, text, when I'm on the way.
I'm thinking about you, or something like that. and then he stopped me, like, he turned around, gasped, grabbed his chest, oh my God, like, that was...
Charles Kingston, he didn't kill Everett. that's how he got the beef off him. Like, yo, hey, but he didn't kill Dad. He didn't kill Everett. Hey,
he didn't do what you said. Like, that was like the ultimate. Instead, like, he didn't take trash out. Oh yeah, well, he didn't clean dishes.
Yeah, it was sugar. I'm smart because I put sugar in there. I did all this, but he didn't kill Everett. So yeah,
DiLorenzo, he even asked. Boy, he didn't even verify if Drew got the job done either. He just kind of left, like, he probably did it.
I thought you said he didn't ask at the moment of the table. Like, nigga, there was so much things being thrown at him at once.
There's a lot going on right now.
Boy, Lorenzo was in that bitch like, wait a fucking minute.
And all he'd get off was, I think you should leave.
Or he was just like,
to Monet.
And the only thing in his mind was, who is Dante? Gotta find Dante. Yeah, man.
Because, well, I mean, now that it's out at the table that, you know, Zeke lost his family and stuff, I'm trying to figure out if Kane knows that Mecca, he might know Kane and Dante are the same person. I don't know,
but no.
It's not even after the dinner scene when it was
I will say that Zeke is definitely about to tell him what he needs to know. What he knows.
Tell him what I know.
He's definitely after Carrie died. Oh, he's definitely telling him.
It's crazy. We talked all this stuff about power. Like, Tariq is just in the back of the line. This is about the Tejatas.
He's definitely telling what he knows. He's definitely now.
When is Zeke's mom gonna show up? Like, next season?
We seen his mom for the last.
Oh shit! Damn,
we seen his mom for the last 2 seasons.
When's his aunt gonna show up?
Oh, when his auntie's gonna show up? Monet off her too.
I heard the most phoniest shit on the radio. Someone was like trying to talk about like the news of what's going on and all that stuff, and they're like, yeah, you know, well, I watch Power, the big thing. Y'all want to say, you know, I ain't gonna spoil nothing, but you can tell he's reading like, yeah, you know, Monet, Teja, you know, yeah, but you're crazy stuff happening. I'm not gonna spoil, you know, what happened. Like, you don't watch Power the way he did that. Like, and then there's another dude, like, the way he was like, oh, shit.
Speaking of that, too, man, I seen this TikTok the other day, and me seen it, too. There was a dude, like, man, I watched this show that I love called Atlanta, and they keep talking about Lemon Purple Wet, and so I'm going to show you how to make it, and I'm going to put chicken wings, and then I'm going to put some hot sauce. I'm like, there you go. You lost. There's if you ever been to the South, if you ever lived in Atlanta or Florida or whatever, Lemon Wet legit has no spice to it.
Yeah.
There is no.
It's not a hot wing.
It's not a. The fact that his person, like, oh, but the fact he said, I'm watching my favorite show, Atlanta, and they keep. Atlanta. No, he said they keep mentioning. I'm like, they legit said it one time in like the third episode of the first season. They don't keep representing Lemper Wet in Atlanta.
They did that one scene in that restaurant.
There's they keep.
I got your Lemper Wet, but this one got the sauce on them. Lemon Pepper Wet, and that was it.
That's it. But the fact that he said, I'm like, oh man, he was probably like a million likes on Joe. I'm like, oh, they gonna start thinking that Lemon Pepper actually has.
But there was a frenzy at one point, 2016, for Lemon Pepper wings. I remember it was just a epidemic. It was people going crazy, but because that's when like everybody was mentioning it the most. The Atlanta, Ross, you know, people trying to go to wings. That's what it was most. It's at its most popularized and all that stuff. Like,
but no, at no point. At no point.
Of the wet, I mean.
At no point does the wet have buffalo.
No
chicken sauce.
Of course not.
Any hot sauce in it. It doesn't have any hot sauce in it. It doesn't. Like, trust me, I was, you know, in Tallahassee, and even the Asian spots would give you lemon pepper wet, and trust me, there was no spice in it. It was just lemon
pepper wet. Hey, Orange, shout out to the one time ever, one time only, man, that was crazy. At this Buffalo Wild Wings that we found that was the one person ever. We went back to the same one, and they didn't give it to us. Yeah, we actually got lemon pepper wet one time.
So one time, we was on campus, I think. We went to B-Dubs on campus, and we was like, hey, yo, lemon pepper, and I was like, yo, can we get it wet? They was like, oh, yeah, and they did it right. And then, yeah, me and B went back another time, probably a month later.
They fired whoever. They fired whoever.
And then they acted like, well, I can't do, I'll lose my job. Like, yo, why are y'all, why are this such a big deal?
Brad did it last time. He don't work here no more.
Oh, yeah, Brad. Brad don't work here no more. Definitely not.
And like, damn, well, I got, at least I got it that one time. Got it out of the way. Shout out to that one person that didn't give a fuck about his job. To give the customer what he wanted.
Shout out to my man.
Why is that against policy at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Shout out to my man from the South that knew how to make lemon pepper wet without hot sauce or whatever. Yeah, he did right. Yeah, definitely did right. However it is. Sports-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Zeke. Let's go sports wise. LeBron is still down bad. He's still scoring 30 points a game. And they lost. But I'm losing.
Yeah, I'm losing. Yes. Yeah, I don't even. AD's supposed to be back tonight, which is whatever.
That means nothing to me.
We won on Friday, so you know we beat Magic. So I think we are. I'll take whatever we get.
Y'all beat the worst team in the league.
Beat Orlando.
Hey, I'll take whatever we can get, man.
Jalen Suggs ain't playing. Jalen Suggs would have beat y'all.
Nah, he played.
Oh, he did?
he got hurt like the third quarter?
It's like he ain't play.
Let's see. Yeah, we 500, you know what I'm saying? We just got to.
The Lakers are 500.
Hey, man, we just got to
get. Oh, yeah, because Melo came back. Because Melo was down bad for a few games, so.
Yeah, Melo's kind of, we're the seventh seed right now. So, you know, we just got to get, once, if they make the sixth seed in the season, I'm cool.
They're not making the sixth seed. But they will be in the playoff.
They'll be in the playoff. Denver's 23-21. We're 23-23.
You think you guys are better than Denver? And you think you guys can go on a streak?
Hey, man, you know what?
Anything can happen.
Bro, the West is not very good this year. Outside of the two.
The West is definitely better than the East, as they always are.
Outside of the Warriors and Phoenix, who else is really that good in the West?
What do you mean the West isn't good?
Bro, the West is not very good this year.
So Denver's not good. Memphis isn't good. Golden State isn't good.
I'm gonna say outside of Phoenix, Golden State, and I'm gonna go Memphis. The rest of the West is pretty like the rest of that seeding is very like up and down.
Oh, are you saying like the whole league is good?
No, I'm saying as far as
I know, you're not saying the East is better than the West.
I mean, the East is kind of they're about equal at this point. I mean, I'd probably say that.
So what are the teams that you see?
The East is good. Kyrie plays half the games, and they've been losing.
This is like a top 2-3 seed.
I get it.
Are we talking about on paper? But,
you know, are we talking record wise, or are we talking like eye test, like playing wise?
I'm gonna go. I mean, okay, I'll probably retract that part, but
please redact that statement. Yeah, no, the West is still better than the East, and yeah, no, you guys are gonna be in the play-in tournament.
I don't think so. I think we can slide to six because I don't because I think like I said. Yeah. They can still sign a 60 because those bottom seeds are all still basically all have the same record. Like, everybody still has the same record. Like,
as you.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's all going to be up and down. So, yeah, it's like, man, it's up for grabs. It's a possibility.
And y'all ain't got nothing easy coming for you guys. Okay, all right.
If we honestly end, like, 45 and, like, 37.
You're
cool
going to be in the play. You're going to be in the
okay,
play.
Okay, so which team?
But, no, I will say it's hard to beat LeBron in a seven-game series. So all LeBron needs is to make the playoffs, and then you're going to see him in the finals or in the Western Conference finals. Like you're going to see him in the conference finals. He's not going to lose in the first round.
Are you saying LeBron is the weekend? Who's wanna?
He's Memphis is a wanna.
Memphis is a wanna.
I think Memphis is like a year away from really like
for being solid. Yeah,
yeah. I think the West is Phoenix is to lose in my opinion.
Yeah, no. Phoenix is gonna lose.
I don't think so. I think they at least gonna get the Western Conference Finals. I don't see Chris Paul going out early or anything. I definitely the Western Conference Finals.
I want Chris Paul to have a ring because I think he's one of the best point guards of all time. But
he got bad karma, bro. That's why
last year he got bad karma.
Oh, damn, all that dirty shit he do on the court, man. That's basketball guys, bro. I done seen Chris Paul drip player. He do some shit just unfucking necessary on the court.
We're not gonna even bring LeBron James into as far as the shit he does on the court.
LeBron, okay, the worst thing he did with the Embiid thing last year.
The worst thing he did?
The Embiid thing last year is probably the worst thing LeBron.
So, are you saying that LeBron don't be grabbing jerseys, throwing elbows, and other things?
Hey, dog. hey, they ain't call it, man. It's what it is.
Again, people swear up and down that LeBron in the '90s.
Fam, I got like, a Chris Paul dirty play highlight reel.
Oh, I got a LeBron James.
LeBron ain't got that many.
If LeBron has a lot, then some of y'all got to retract the statements about LeBron in the '90s aggressiveness.
There's a reason why the players don't like play Chris Paul.
Like the '90s players.
The fact that LeBron has a real, and you know LeBron has been in the league two years longer than Chris Paul, and the fact that LeBron James has a real, it just shows that he's not a clean player. Like, he knows how to cheat the game.
Well, yeah, if you accumulate over time over 17 years, you might find that.
That's what Russ is doing with Chris Paul.
Yeah, but Chris Paul has that, bro. Like, but Chris Paul has
Wait,
actual...
you're saying Chris Paul is dirty?
Chris Paul ain't no dirty player.
Yes, he is, bro. I didn't see Chris Paul fall, trip players in like why falling too. Like, bro, like it's been multiple players have called Chris Paul out too. You got a record on that.
Now, are we talking about just like elbowing, like kind of? Are we talking about flagrant? Like,
no, not like flagrant. So like, I didn't see Chris. Hey,
he's no KG of a player. What people think KG is? He's no KG.
KG's just verbal.
He's no Grayson Allen. You know? I'm not saying
no
that.
Great, man.
They got to get Grayson Allen out of the league at some point.
Chris Paul ain't no hit man.
No, he's not that. But like. But like I said before, they don't call, you know, do what you gotta do kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, it is what LeBron don't get foul calls to go to the rim, so it must be a balance on that point, because, like, LeBron shoot, like, two free throws a game for somebody to the... Fan, LeBron is not... LeBron shoots...
Two free throws a game?
Okay,
I'm so he goes to the line one time.
LeBron shoot about five free throws a game, 5 to 7.
He goes to the line two times, is what you're saying.
I might exaggerate on two free throws.
I'm like, you're definitely... He
get about 5 to 7 attempts. For somebody that drives as much
five attempts,
bro, LeBron does not shoot a lot of free throws.
So you're saying he goes to the line? How many times does he go to the line?
I'll double check that right now. Let me.
How many times does he go to the line? So he goes to the line 3 or 4 times.
I'm about to say both.
Or 2 times. Or like, where
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go about 4.
So he gets an automatic 8 points if he makes his free throws. I guess. Bro. Automatic 8 points. That's what it sounds like, right? All right. Anyway. Either way, but football.
Let me check.
Okay, wait, before we go, one more basketball thing. Another clip of he's just been going viral lately, and I feel like it's borderline disrespectful at this point. People don't know how talented he is. Jamie Foxx was shooting with Luka.
Get him, I told you, give him the vet minimum, man. Get vet minimum contract.
Everybody getting 10 contracts.
No warm up. He just walked on the court. Luka was shooting 3. They gave one to Jamie. NBA 3 walked off.
Everybody getting 10-day contracts, man. You
give Jamie that. Let him feel it. The nigga was all American. He played all sports back in high school.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jamie. Just keeps training over and over again. Clip from Ray that they keep rediscovering. So football. Y'all want to start with the Packers? Y'all want to talk about this? You want to?
Yeah, I'm not a Vikings fan, but I'm sure the Viking fan in this room definitely wants to get it off his chest.
Listen, I have friends that are Packers fans for reasons unknown.
Yikes.
B wants to get politically correct for them text messages you
ain't
gonna get tonight.
I'm joking. Listen, the Packers boy. Hey man, y'all went out. Say, I saw y'all stress drinking. It was like terrible, man. I was stress drinking. Oh yeah, no,
they were down bad.
Hey,
bro.
No, one of my homegirls.
I'd be sick too because
posted in there. It was great. I was enjoying it. I stood up and I applauded. It was great.
I'd be sick too if I was up 10-3 and we basically lost the game because our special teams, you know, couldn't, you know.
Boy, do the Vikings know that feeling.
But you got to shout out the 49ers.
Oh, no, 49ers, yeah.
You got to shout out their defense. Like, fam, they held Aaron Rodgers to 10 points, man.
Shout out the defense and shout out my guy Deebo Samuel.
Deebo won me fantasy.
Him and Ayuk won me fantasy. I will forever support them.
Deebo got injured early in the game and still made the play of the game to get him in field goal. Like, Deebo's ass was limping, but he still made, like, shout out to Deebo Samuel, man.
Yeah, all you
Deebo.
Yell and scream all you want. You lost. I couldn't wait. I've been waiting all season to say, go home, Roger.
Oh man,
home, Roger.
Hey, Roger, man.
He might be a Viking next year, though. Who knows?
Hey, come on over here. Hey, come on.
All I'm gonna say,
get out of here, Bridgewater. Ain't no water under the bridge. Get your ass.
he might take the Bret Hart. I mean, not Bret Hart.
Bret Hart. Well, they both a sharpshooter from any figure four because they won number four and then the figure.
I feel like the way we've seen how it happens when you leave those teams and go to their rival, it never really ends that well. So
I mean, yeah. Bret Hart did.
No, Bret Hart well. Took us all the way, but then we Viking the field goal.
You lost.
But it was because we lost. But it was because it was because of our special team missed that one
field. Thank you. I'm glad you said instead of the whole like, oh man, it's because of the bounties. Like, nah, they were still hitting them. Like, you know, like he still threw an interception.
Yeah, we almost went. We could have won that year. We could have won it if we could have passed.
Like, all you gotta do, all the kicker that's never missed a kick all year, all you have to do is to not miss a kick.
We only miss when it's important. We only miss the very important kick. We'd be perfect. Minnesota Miracle, man. Like they said,
Gordon, shout out to the Minnesota Miracle, and then shout out to what happened a week after they came to Philly. But you know, what's up with that another day?
Hey
know?
Man, come on, man. We ain't got to talk about
the that. Oh man, what a time! Because I remember I was, man, everybody was mad at me. I was like, hey,
did you guys find a GM and a coach?
We good. No, we good.
Y'all keeping everybody.
Yeah, we keeping everybody, bro.
Shout out to Philly coming up here for the Super Bowl and
acting completely ignorant.
Shout out to Kevin Hart almost getting hit by a train in front of Cowboy Jacks because he was trying to talk to TMZ outside. Like, it was too cold for that, and the security guard like, Kevin. Hit the fool, the nigga, push him in the SUV. That was so funny. I mean, that'd be fucked up if Kevin got hit by the light rail, by the green line. Damn, at least the blue line, but the green line, damn.
By the green line that honks his horn every 2 seconds. Like,
But you know, Kevin was just talking and firing away.
Man, the fact that I want more events to come, like the Super Bowl to come to this, I'm like, man, you never know. It might be just that fucking cold. Like,
All-Star week. No, it's crazy because, like, whenever it's an important event or...
Yeah, Minnesota shows its ass.
No, I mean, I'm talking about Mother Nature be showing her ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Minnesota shows its ass.
That was a cold ass.
Any other time,
we'd be chilling like, yo, it's like 30 degrees. You know, people can still, nice, like, dude.
But, oh, shit. Somebody's about to have a concert. That means the weather's going to be all fucked up. Because they got to keep up the stereotype. Anytime we get outside visitors coming to Minnesota, and like, Minnesota's probably goes. I'm like, no, we've been having good weather. And then they get here like, fucked everything up. That Super Bowl creative was bad PR for Minnesota weather. Because we was having high weather up until, like, oh, yeah, we're going to drop to negative 10.
Oh, 10.
I do want to retract my last statement about LeBron's free throws. I was off. He gives about like 6 attempts, but whatever. But we can go back to that.
Got
to
get that off.
I was wrong, okay?
I know
you. I checked the stats. So
I know you were.
Yeah. I was wrong. He should still get more, but it is what it is.
But Orin won't give you respect. I'll give you respect.
I was right. You know, Mr.
Not going to gloat.
Mr. 90%. You know, my
scoring title on the way. Anyways.
But
he's going to get his second score title?
Hey, man, he might as well.
All right, see, I want to talk about.
We're getting all the numbers this year, man.
Y'all want to talk about old GOAT Brady?
I'm going to tell you guys, this is what's about to happen. He's going to win today. He's going to win an NFC Championship, mm-hmm. Win the Super Bowl. He's going to retire.
Hell no.
He's going to retire.
When I seen the interview of Brady saying, like, man, he's like, man, and they asked him about retirement, he was like, yeah, I'll be thinking about retiring, but I just won't be the guy that be sitting at home and watching football because I love football. And I'd be looking like, damn, these niggas suck. I could have did that. He legit was like,
I can picture him doing that.
No, that's what he said though. He said like, I don't want to be at home being like, I'm better than this. Like watching these weak ass Dolphins quarterbacks play. He's like, I could have did better. So that's why he won't quit until they get up out of
there. That's understandable because I'm like, and I'm not talking about the rest of you civilians that never made it viewing football this way. I'm talking about imagine being Tom Brady sitting at home and like, yeah, now, compared to him, yeah, you know, you niggas suck. I'd be at home talking all that. So I kind of see the plight that he's coming from, like having to sit home and having to watch that shit, like knowing that I'm still good. You know, who also felt that pain, you know, Kaepernick, when he had to sit out. He saw some quarterbacks that he knew that he was better than, but yet for some reason just could never find a team. Carmelo Anthony went through the same thing when he couldn't get up.
when he had
to sit out, like, come on, y'all tell me nobody wants me.
Melo didn't sit out. Melo was like, I'm not going to a team that is going to have me on the bench. He's like, Melo was like,
yeah,
I ain't no nigga that come off the bench, my nigga. Like, I'm a starter. Yeah, like, you know, y'all going to start me. I don't care if it's for 2 minutes. Y'all going to start me.
That's what I'm saying. He's looking at the starters like yeah, no one else can start over me. And then also, from the fans' point of view, fans like, come on, fam. Like, none of these teams can use Melo as a starter. None? None.
I remember everyone kept saying he was getting blackballed. I'm like, so for what though? He didn't really like, oh, he's getting blackballed. I'm like, is he though? Like, I don't really know. That's what really, what blackball was. And that was back when I was like, why don't the Lakers pick him up? And they were like, well, we're not going to the playoffs. So like,
not well, no.
And LeBron's not out playing. That's when LeBron got hurt. Like, nah, the second half of the season. They were like,
well, their gripe was like, yeah, could LeBron get him on his team? Yes, 10,000%. Like that was a realistic gripe. Like, yeah, if you're being blackballed, LeBron definitely has enough pull that he can.
But they,
if it's real blackball.
But they even said, yeah, they even said that time too. Like when Bron, I think they said like the Lakers talked, but they said like even like Melo was like, well, if you guys aren't going to, this was like the Bron's first year, and he was like, well, we're not going to playoffs, so like I don't really like want to come there and just like, you know, just play in some regular games, just like, you know, get a draft position, whatever. Yeah, so yeah. But, you know, we got him back now. You know what I'm saying?
But Orin says Brady is wanna. He's gonna win.
Big goat.
He's gonna win this year.
But honestly, I think.
But how do we feel? Oh,
no, just go back off the whole Brady thing too. With them and the Rams, I'm kind of cool either way, because I do kind of want to see Odell get the Super Bowl. Just yeah, exactly. Like, they was talking shit to my mans all year.
I want Odell to win, but come on, it's Brady.
Like, yeah, like, so.
I've came to terms that, hey, Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion. Yeah. And when Peyton left, he held every statistic.
Yeah.
Now, Brady kept playing, and Brady and Breeze kept playing. But even Breeze, when Breeze left, he had every statistic.
I got a hot take about Drew Breeze. I'm going to say it right now. Yeah. Drew Breeze ain't that fire to me. I'm sorry. Like, I think he
really?
I don't. I never was a big Drew Brees fan. Like, because I feel like all them numbers just came up like when they were like they were kind of wasting, not really wasting numbers, but it was like he was just running the score most of those games. And like when it came to the playoffs time, he wasn't very good. Like,
I will ask you this, and
yeah, one good season. He had one good play postseason run.
I will ask you this, and then I will, you know, and I'll digress. Has Drew Brees ever played with a really great wide receiver?
And Marcus Colston was cold. Colston was fire.
Please pull up Colston numbers.
Hey, that's the top name. That's the best.
He had Michael Thomas. Okay, he was old then. So
pull up anybody's number. Like I said, it was funny. Me and my brother in law. Shout out to my brother. Happy birthday. His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
Shout out to Big Kyle.
Yeah, Cowboys fan, ain't he?
Yep. 100%. But we looked up Matthew Stafford's number. His numbers is crazy, but he was throwing to really good receivers. But, like, he had a Calvin Johnson, Peyton Manning. Even though Peyton Manning made Marvin Harrison. Brady, his best years, he threw to Randy Moss. Like, we go Dante Culpepper, he threw to Moss. Like, if we talk about quarterbacks that put up crazy numbers, they actually threw to really, really good receivers too. Or in Peyton's sake, he made a receiver. Drew Brees has never had an all-star, or not all-star, I'm thinking, NBA.
I will say this.
Who has Drew Brees ever threw into that was a really good receiver?
Okay, Colston, he never made a Pro Bowl.
So, no.
He never made a Pro Bowl. But, nope. Okay, here are the numbers. He put up 72 touchdowns.
No, 72 because Drew Brees made him a receiver.
What I'm saying is, like, for me, with Drew Brees, I feel like a lot of those seasons.
What did Colston do without Drew Brees?
He didn't.
Nothing.
He only played in the Saints. He retired.
Exactly.
He only went to the Saints.
I like Drew Brees made him. So, and then, all right, so who else did Drew Brees throw to that was amazing?
I'm trying to think.
I don't realize. It's nobody. I'm just saying, like, Drew Brees, you got it, and he's only like 6 feet tall. Like, Peyton was like 6'4". You know what I mean? Like Peyton was throwing over top of niggas. Like, Drew Brees was 5'9".
Drew Brees, he ain't no Phillip Rivers.
Right,
hey, Phil Rivers is my dog, man. I'm sorry, man. That's a great Yacoubian, right?
Agree to disagree on Phil Rivers. I fucking hate Phil Rivers.
Hey, Phil Rivers played in the AFC championship on a torn ACL and still had a good game. He still lost, but
you know. Oh, man. All
right. All right. So the Rams, who did they
Brady today.
They got Brady.
That's an L. Oh. You know, hey, I hope they can. I picked the Bucks to win, but I'm cool with that.
We all picked the Bucks.
I don't go against Brady because you know he know what he's doing. But I want Odell to make.
Yeah, I want to see. Shout out my guy Jalen.
I want the Rams to win.
Yeah,
but they got Matthew Stafford.
Because we all picked the Bucks, and then
Stafford's he's a stat pattern for sure. But you know.
No. Me, like I said, me and Calvin looked up his shit last night. I'm like, God,
what would you rank him? Like, we think he's like, what, like top 15, top 10.
That nigga's cheeks. I wouldn't even put him in.
If he's like top 15, he's like 15.
As far as talent go, nigga's like cheeks. But numbers wise, no, he up there. He top 10 numbers wise. He's up there. He got like 50,000. Yards and like in hundreds of touchdowns. Like, his numbers is crazy. It's bar none.
His numbers are P,
big P. Pushing P.
Pushing P. So how do y'all feel about Skip Bayless in the recent
to go back to football too? I do see that Ben Roethlisberger finally retired, and it is a great day in football.
No, but he had no choice, man. He literally told Pittsburgh Steelers like, "I'll play for free. I just think I got one more chance of making it." That was it.
My brother's cooked.
Nobody was gonna sign him. Nobody was gonna pick him. He legit damn near was gonna forego his salary to play this last year. So once it was over. You got to retire.
But he been cooked about 4 years. But they were just like, they was dragging that course around.
No, they were definitely about to move on, but he just kept being like, amen. I'll play for less.
You want to talk about teams that don't think about their future? They have no backup ready for it. Because even like I said, the only team, one of the best teams to do that, to go back to the Packers, the way they did the Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre shit worked out perfectly. Like, hey, like, we're going to draft you pretty high, let you kind of sit in the back. You know, you play preseason, whatever, you know, hold a clipboard and shit. Yep.
Wait, wait in the wings until
once he leaves, you get your time then. But, like, with the Steelers, they're just like, hey, we're just going to ride this out.
But the Packers messed up because they thought they was going to do the same thing with Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers keeps winning MVPs.
They let Jordan Love play in the preseason. They said, oh, shit, this ain't it.
But like I said, Brett Favre, when Aaron was sitting watching him or whatever, he was like, Brett Favre was on the decline. So, and
I got hot takes about Brett Favre, but I'll be respectful to that.
But
a two-time champion.
But the thing with Love is like, man, this thing Aaron Rodgers keep winning MVPs. Like, I'm not. Damn, when am I going to get my like Aaron Rodgers could be like, yeah, Brett's on the decline. Like he was sitting for 3 years, but he was also watching Brett decline.
Yeah.
Love ain't watching Aaron Rodgers decline. like he's not. He's like, shit, this nigga still winning MVPs. And he almost would have went to the Super Bowl, but they tricked that game off. But
And also, to go back to the Roethlisberger thing, I think the one thing that's, about those Steeler teams, if you go back to, even A.B. was, the superstar, they had A.B., they had Le'Veon, they had a good defense. I'm just like, yo, y'all were, every year's like, oh, man, Pittsburgh's going to be there.
They were always there.
Yeah, and it was the first
beat the Ravens.
Yeah, and it was the same shit every single year. It's like, oh, we get close, and we got to play Brady. You know what I mean? And Brady put up we gonna beat the Patriots. No, you're not.
you lost. Yell and scream all you want. You lost.
Except unless you're Brady. Brady is not. Dog, man. Yeah, taking no losses. But bye bye to the rapist.
Big
Ben. shout out to Privilege.
Shout out to Mike Tomlin for never having a losing season with the Steelers.
Shout out to that black man.
He the last black coach in the league, too, which is fucking terrible.
I love it for him being, being a black man. Yeah. But the NFL definitely treats it like, hey, I got black friends. I'm not racist.
We interviewed him.
we got one black coach. I'm not racist. We got a black coach.
Yeah, we know how it is.
We know that.
And then they're like, well, we let Marvin Lewis.
We know that PR.
You remember Marvin Lewis was the coach of the Bengals for 15 years? They didn't do shit.
But even like my man's they got my man's from the Dolphins after two seasons.
Forrest. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Because I think this season they started a 7-game losing streak and then won 7 in a row.
Yeah, and they was like, yeah, you're done. No, you gotta leave. Like, Jesus.
Their excuse was he's hard to work
but,
with.
But mind you, you got teams that literally deal with bad coaches for you. Like the Vikings, the Vikings legit give you a chance. Every coach that the Vikings have over the last 4 or 5 coaches, at least got four or five years. Like you had a chance to prove that you were a fuck up. Man, they be giving black coaches now. You got 2 years.
Sir, you have 12 months.
You got 2 years to get to the Super Bowl. you gonna get to the Super Bowl, nigga.
And they be going to these organizations that are not well put together, well organized. Like, what the fuck you want me to, they're either overpaying certain people or they fucked up their finances or you got a player who's really great, we can't stay healthy. And it's just like, what you want me to do with this? Like I'm doing what I can.
What was my man supposed to do with Miami?
What was he about to do with the fucking Dolphins?
I'm gonna keep
it real, right? Since we've been watching football as adults, the Dolphins have never been good.
They've had
the coolest thing they did was make the Wildcat. That's about the only thing. Oh, this is fire! And then everyone else kind of took it and did it a lot better and won.
But again, we've never seen the Dolphins. Like me and Brandon grew up with a Dan Marino football.
Dan Marino, yeah.
Like that, we had that. It was like, oh, so we knew Dan Marino was great. He never won.
He's one of the greatest to never do it.
But even like I said, our whole childhood, we've never seen the Dolphins do.
We've seen the Dolphins have a great regular season.
We've seen it. We've seen all at 4-2. 8-game losing streak.
Yeah, once or twice. Ricky Williams. Shout out to Ricky Williams.
Shout out to Ricky Williams. We got to see Ace Ventura. And yeah, all Dan Marino shine. He was in Bad Boys 2. Remember that cameo? He had a cameo in Bad Boys 2.
Shout out Dan Marino.
So we're going to the Skip Bayless topic.
Let's go.
Okay, so the time he's talking about, I actually remember this time because this was back, like, this was like the 2012 finals. So it was like,
we're going back that far.
Yeah, that's when this all comes back from. That was back when he was trying to push the whole, like, Kevin Durant was going to be the next Michael Jordan if he won that finals. I've not right. forgot that. I'll tell you right from the media time when the
Heat. But no, actually, no. If he would have won that final,
I had no idea.
He would have won that and racked off like another two in a row. Though, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, you would have had to, like, really,
that,
like.
Yeah, that would have been. Yeah.
He had KD's mom on the show, like, how's it feel knowing your son could be the next. He might end up being the next Jordan. And she was like. Yeah. And then he goes, so how do you feel about LeBron? Like, is he kind of. She was like, no, LeBron's real nice to Kevin. They're really good friends. I'm like, Skip.
Yeah, he was trying to get them, like, to talk.
That was a nasty time in media. I said this a couple episodes ago. That was a nasty time.
Skip still today is on nasty time. If you ask him about the right topic, he'll be on nasty time and show
biasness. The funniest thing to me is, like, man, well, in which I think we definitely do a good job at, like, we don't repeat what we say every single like episode. Like, legit, I watched Skip and Shannon now, and like anytime a topic comes up,
it's the same shit
verbatim. Skip will say, anytime they talk about Steph, Steph is like, well, KD. I'm like, you do realize he had a championship, or he lost it. He had a championship before KD, and he had a 73-9 season. Like, but he always brings up, he came up small and blah blah blah. Like I said, like, Skip legit has the same, like, marks. And I'd be like, man, Skip, you don't even bring up the dope shit. Like, when it comes to Bron and Jordan, I'm like, yo, you don't ever say 10 scoring titles, more MVP, more scoring titles, more MVPs, he's more bring, finals MVPs.
The finals record.
All he says is, like, he's 6-0 in the finals. Yeah. I'm like, that's like, very, very surface. Like, yes, you know. But
that's what happens. Michael Jordan don't like him either, so that's what happens.
I'm like, Skip, you can easily just be like.
He be kissing ass to people that don't even fuck with him.
Nobody likes him. Nobody likes him.
Even the people that you would think, because he's always singing the praises, and it comes out that they don't
KD. Again, because it's repetitive, though. Like, yeah, that's
repetitive argument.
He just says the exact same thing. He doesn't come with any new arguments or anything like that. Like,
Aaron Rodgers slander, that shit was fucking hilarious. Skip had me dying. I was like, okay, this is getting bad. But
yeah, man.
To go back to the Russ.
At this point, Shannon's holding him up.
Yeah, Shannon, because he brings up, like, legitimate.
What a flip! Because when going into it, there was all types of people, like, oh man, like, why is Shannon? Why is doing shit? Is it because he thinks he can just beat Shannon in every?
Shannon comes up with new jokes, new arguments, new arc. Talks about it from day to day. And then when Skip gets Shannon mad, Shannon goes into, like, all right, Hall of Fame mode. Like, yo, he was supposed to run this route. This is what this route is called.
He'd be cooking him, bro.
Yeah, like, he'd be like, no, 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 no.
Nah,
he'd be like, all right, it's jokes. I can talk, like, we can joke, but it don't get. I'm a Hall of Famer one, so I know a route, and I played in the NFL. I know a route is supposed to be run. I know where the ball is supposed to be. I know, like, no, he overthrew him. He overthrew him because it was supposed to be this route. Like when he get to
cooking
when,
him.
Yeah. When Shannon get into that, like, when Skip getting mad and Shannon get into that mode, he be like, no, he didn't overthrow him. He, because he was supposed to run this, 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 oh, this, boom. Like, he tells him how it's called and what he was supposed to do and how the ball was supposed to come. Like, and yeah, no, nah, Skip be like. No, my eye test tells me that it was over. No, yeah, was it?
The difference is the versatility with Shannon. He can watch it from an analytical standpoint. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, playing the game, and then Skip will just watch it from depending on how much he hates them or not. If he's biased and you don't like it, you don't see.
Shannon can do it from, like you said, a fan standpoint, mm-hmm. which how Skip watches it,
depending on who, pick and choose, cherry pick.
But Shannon can also get in his bag and be like, "Oh, if we talking football, I can tell you what's supposed to happen on this play." So, like, I think that's the thing that, like, Shannon's now beating him on that. Like, all right, yeah, when we get to the NBA season, then I'm just talking, you know, basketball. Then I'm around. But during football season, if I really want to, I'm him. Like, I'm him. Like, I can really tell you how any route. Like, if we talking quarterbacks, if we talk about overthrows, we can talk about shank. Like, I can tell you where such and so was supposed to be and how it was supposed to go. Especially if I get to see it in slow motion seven times, I can tell you how it's supposed to go. And you just got to eat that. No, yeah, because you're just watching from a fan standpoint. And like I said, when Shannon get mad, Shannon be like, "Okay, Skip, this is the route he was running. And I know the route. I know the plays. I know how." Plays supposed to run. I know it's a 5-yard in, 3-yard out, 3-yard boom, boom, boom. Like, I can tell you that. So, but yeah, shout out to Shannon holding it down, because yeah, Skip, and then Skip even started his own podcast, and he just be telling stories about random shit. And
I think also too, I would say with Shannon, I think this, because you know he's getting a lot of criticism. He's a LeBron stan. I think this year too, like even this comes like the whole like they find like random LeBron topics to bring up, like
are you?
I think Skip is definitely. I think Shannon has definitely done a way of being more like, you know, like critical on that end, but still being like kind of balanced, where it's not like, okay, I'm agree with everything LeBron does kind of thing. I'm like, yeah. I think he's definitely added it in, because I know last season it was kind of like, I'm like, all right, I'm a LeBron stan too. Sometimes I'm like, all right, you gotta relax. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
give
us a bad name out here, man.
At this one, I think Skip is trying to find it out, because he knows, like, it's like Skip, just like how D-Wade said, like the Jordan era, like they're gonna figure it about our, you know, I mean, that it's aging.
Mm-hmm.
Skip's arguments that he brings up is aging.
Because boy, when LeBron retire, I don't know what the fuck you gonna do. Cause
I don't know what who else, like I said,
he gonna
Kevin Durant is my friend. I was in OKC like. Katie already told you, he don't like you, man.
So Skip, you know, he had to up the security like Pete Davidson.
Because 2012 he was saying that, like, because he's been criticizing like Russ ever since Russ came to the league. Like, yeah.
Russ ain't even getting put in the dock.
I understand their Russ slander on him, but I'm like, okay, so that Russ show where they do like his highlights every day when he fucks up, I'm like, all right, this is getting a little corny at this point.
It was Shaq. Now he's looking real Shaq and foolish, yeah. Like without jokes. Yeah. Like Shaq, again, you can't be Shaq. Like Shaq is just a naturally funny person. Yo guy's doing Russ takes every Tuesday. But even I used to get irritated. Or like didn't like every time there's like, oh, every time, let's show LeBron's blooper reel from 20 whatever. I'm like, dude, like y'all legit gonna show this every single show? Skip, I know you control it, but I'm like, damn, y'all gonna hey, cue it up. Yeah. All the miscues,
cue it up, DJ.
Because Shaq will do it from like America's Funniest Home Video type thing, like recipes by Shaq. It was just funny clips. It wasn't never in a malicious way, even no matter how much JaVale McGee just happens to be a part of McGee, because he just happens. But the other players too. Skip, on the other hand, he goes into it. No matter how great, I've seen so many, I can't tell you how many times from not just this show, First Take, no matter how great LeBron does, Skip is when it's Skip's turn, he's not even going to acknowledge that. But what about in the fourth quarter when LeBron...
at 10 minutes in the fourth quarter, he missed one shot. But no, even with the rest stuff too, it's just like... I get it. Like, even like for me, I put some jokes on Twitter every now and then. I say we gotta trade him and stuff. But overall, at the end of the day, it's like that man's a Hall of Famer, and like I think some of the criticism kind of goes past like basketball, and it's like, all right, I ain't got to get personal and attack like his character.
Oh yeah, no, that's
just corny.
But I laugh at the mean the Boys in the Hood video.
Oh, the video of Ben Simmons.
Or like the video of old Tupac. Like, this Tupac if Russ was the shooter. Like they posted that after that game. It's fine, but like, yeah, attacking him and
because I'm just like, I get it, like he hasn't had like the best, like I think he's played pretty well like this season overall, like I don't think it's been, I mean, it's been ups and downs kind of thing, but like even like when
Cat, he's had a few bad games
and then
Twitter jumped on
we told in the group chat, but even like when Cat was trying to like, oh, you know, he just takes the stats, brother. You have not won enough games to talk shit about. I get we play in the same league, we play the same game, but like, number one, like when Cat did it, he was talking like some other like streamers, so it's not like you're actually talking like somebody else like discussing basketball.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
Cat, you my guy. And
yeah, like you got relaxed, bro.
That wasn't
people. He was like, yeah, you know, he's in the game putting numbers, bro. You in many games down 20, like, you know what I mean, like still like in the game. So like I don't know. I just feel like some of the criticism is just like, if you're not really making real points, like if you're talking about he's like, okay, he's throwing the ball over a lot, he's doing this, now okay, cool, but it's like, I don't know. I just feel like some shit. I'm just like, it's a little.
Is it because they expect more from Russ? Or
no, it's because what I think is a lot of these media people said in the beginning it wasn't going to work. And you know, like when you kind of like say something, you get validated from it, and you just keep reminding people, like, yo, I told you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I used to make jokes when D Rose was that man in 2011 and Russ was doing that. We used to cook because Russ wasn't rushing.
2011 Twitter, we were cooking everybody when it came to basketball.
Oh, yeah, like, it was actually great.
Heat era media discussion on Twitter.
The Heatles, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was telling. The most like chaotic LeBron era is definitely the Miami era. It was wild. It was wild on social media those days. Like it was bad. Like, but yeah, I just think some of the criticism they give him is just like, all right, with the Russia, it's like, okay, just like keep it basketball, because like they were like, it'd be like harassing his family and shit. It's just like, really, we doing this? Like, and I don't know. It's just, we got to win some games though. So hey, man. the turnovers, he's gone down the turnovers, so that's a positive. Yeah, okay. The shooting is still whatever, but hey, the turnovers are down.
No, Twitter had their jokes a few days ago with them jokes, all them jokes about Tupac still be alive, if Russell's a shooter or whatever. all them shits.
Shit, the way Skip was talking, Russell should send the shooters. What happened to Skip? Basically, like a bunch of those OKC fans after like Skip was criticizing Russ and they lost the finals were basically like in his mention saying like go like you know like. Die and all that type of shit, and then like you know, Skip was like, "Hey, like I don't get security because this is getting crazy."
And when you said that, I thought that was funny because I'm like, Skip, you legit. According to you, you don't look at your replies. You don't look at your comments. Yeah, he said back then that's what
he was. Because he doesn't follow anybody. Or
you
nothing.
Don't follow anybody. You just say what you say.
I hate when people say shit. I don't follow. Like,
what are you trying to?
I still don't. Somebody got to explain that to me. Like when they're like, "Oh." I don't follow anybody. Everyone follows me. It's like so. What's the point of being on social media kind of thing? But I guess you know, do what you gotta do.
I'm like your feed is wild. Nothing. Like,
yeah.
If you don't post a lot too, there's like what the fuck are you?
So you click on Instagram and there's nothing there because you don't.
There's some explorer pages.
Yeah. And on Twitter, you just go to whatever's trending. That's the only way you can see tweets. You ain't gonna see tweets on your timeline. So
you will see yours.
You're gonna see yours. That's nasty. And it's all your
likes is all you.
Like your timeline and your page is all you, and then you got to go to like,
man,
you got to go to the trending to see what they're talking about.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, but I think Ben Simmons, I laughed at those memes when they did Boys in the Hood.
I will say with the Ben Simmons situation, that shit is getting kind of, Rich Paul. I feel like they kind of fumbled the situation because I'm just like I don't really get what the game plan is at this
point.
You think
so?
Yeah, I think they should have. I don't know, I feel like they should have kind of figured something out, like, because now it just seems like, because Rich went to, like, the owner and was like, hey, we want to go to these teams, and then, like, I just like the whole situation they kind of should have figured out, because I think what they were trying to do is, like, the whole, like, force-out thing where you're not going to go to camp, and then it was like, okay, when you go, now you got mental health issues, just like, what's the exact, like, what are we doing here? I get you don't want to be there, but it's like...
For me, I think they...
Both parties fucked up, in my opinion. Like, both parties kind of, like...
I think it played better in Ben, like, once it's out of the news cycle,
yeah,
I think they're like, okay, cool. Now we can actually get down to business. Yeah. Like once it's not being like, you know, publicized every 2 seconds, like, oh, where's Ben going? Where's Ben going? Where's Ben going? I think now they can actually work a deal out. Because before it was like, it would have been in every single like notion of the trade, like, oh, him for him. What's this? What's that? What's it? What's
I got that? A hot take.
And I think now they're able to kind of like, okay, all right, let's make a real deal.
I'm gonna tell everybody what's gonna happen. So their GM is Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey was the Houston GM back when they traded away all them damn centers and were like, yo, we're gonna have PJ Tucker as our center and go super small. I don't. So he literally said, I will waste this entire season and not trade him if I don't get the trade I want. They got like, I think they got a package with like De'Aaron Fox and like. I think that was from, like, this from Sacramento or whatever. I'm like, yo, that's a pretty good trade. And I guess, like, Detroit was like, hey, we'll give you, like, Jeremy Grant to somebody else. And there's, like, you know, like, shit, fuck it.
Who does Detroit have?
Hey, they were just like, hey, fuck it, throw the wall. Because at this point, it's just like, because Embiid is playing really good. Like, I think, like,
Philly's, and he's gonna get it. Not to put that on anybody.
He's actually been, like, semi-healthy this year. It's so, like, you're not going to get how many healthy?
He ain't going to make it, man.
He'll get some random injury.
Even if he does make it.
Yeah.
Giannis would kill him. I Giannis is just better than him, fam.
You jumping on boat with a
no.
Oh, okay.
No, but one v one. You pussy. Like yeah, no. I think if the Bucks play the Sixers, Giannis gets the best of them easy because Giannis can guard Embiid. Embiid definitely can't guard Giannis.
No, he don't want those problems, bro.
No.
He can't. No. Giannis is just too fast. Like, fast don't lie. And it sings all the time.
Embiid's knees can't keep up.
Nah. But exactly. But can Giannis long ass guard Embiid? Yeah, 10,000%.
Yes.
And 10,000%.
That wingspan,
yeah,
boy.
Nah, 10,000%. Yeah, Drew, yeah.
You ain't getting out of this.
Go on that post if you want to. Yeah, I'm clapping that up. Yeah, get at it. Clap on.
Because even with the Ben Simmons, I remember at the beginning of the year, I was like, you know, the Wolves got to, you know, like, shit, those, you know, trade my cousin D'Angelo, man. Shout out D'Lo.
D'Lo doing his thing. Hey, shout out to T-Wolves, man. We going to make some noise into the first round, but then we...
I'll definitely be a play-in for sure, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right with the Lakers. We might play the Lakers in the play-in.
Sure.
Because y'all gonna be in the plane right with
we
us.
We definitely trying to avoid them.
LeBron James in the plane.
I'm trying to play like Portland or somebody, something like that, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Come, Big Ant. Oh, hey, yeah. 4 PM Edwards.
Ant Man.
Oh, 4 PM Edwards is definitely on Bron ass. And it was like 3-1 or
you guys won 2-1 because they only played three times.
Well, we played four times, so we play them again for the playoff. We play three.
What y'all think of Ant?
No, it's
three because, so when you're in the same conference, you play three. When you're in the frame, same division, you play four.
Yeah, we're in the same division.
We're
in the same conference.
Yeah, so the Timberwolves beat their ass here.
Nah.
They beat their ass at the Lakers, and the Lakers won that one game when, like, Ant didn't play and, like,
Cat didn't play. What did you think of his Versace robe with Ant Man on the back?
Shout out to big old Ant, man.
Clutch Sports Finest, man.
I don't lose for losing, brother.
Shout out to Bron. Speaking of basketball, Jordan teaming up with Kanye West to do some type of collaboration. Kanye's been in talks with Marcus Jordan. According to him, Marcus has been relaying the message to Michael.
Shout out to everybody that wants to be around Kanye now just because they know it's gonna make media attention. I'm like, I see the play. I see it. A lot of y'all was not kicking with Kanye about 6 or 7 months ago. Now y'all,
you're a billionaire.
Yeah, like.
But the funny fact to me is like
Hit-Boy, we talking to you.
I'm talking to Hit-Boy, Big Sean.
I'm talking about Hit-Boy.
Hit-Boy
was out of there. He had to get brought back in. He was done with Ye. He like, shit, nigga, I don't need Ye. I did Nas. I did Sean Album.
Mad spicy.
That's what I said. He was talking shit before.
It's like, game passed us back. Sean, oh, he owed me $6 million. Now, I don't know what happened. So he definitely didn't get that money. I want everybody to know. Kanye did not pay him that money.
Big Sean got back with Kanye and shaved his beard off.
Kanye told him, yo, we
looks weird in the face now.
Kanye said,
Sean back to the goatee.
We need to heal.
With braids too, so he really looked like a different person.
Spicy.
Yeah, Kanye said, you don't get that $6 million. We gotta heal first though. You know, it's on the way. You know, it's a wire. You know what I'm saying? Take about 72.
But Michael Jordan is the most petty. He's petty king. Most competitive person. Michael Jordan legit be like, your Mark's like, hey man, we sit down with Kanye West, we can do this dope thing. And he'd be like, didn't you say Yeezy would jump over Jumpman?
We good over here.
You're not getting me in the
Dad said, he's really thinking about it, man.
Bob said, no, son.
He said, send him the details.
Bonk.
Give me the details. He definitely was like, never punk.
Definitely.
Never.
How you about the Kanye and Cal's studio?
You guys think it's gonna be a
man? I didn't see. I saw Cal do the whole.
I never thought about the Simmons. They ain't worked together. Ain't did nothing.
Old brother. I was like, oh shit. Like I was like, oh, I remember that now. But like even like with the whole like he did the Al and the Key thing. I'm like, bro, I literally said I never want to hear any more DJ Cal and Drake songs. I'm good. I'm good.
Well, that's coming. That's coming.
Please be something that is
The Drake vocal. No, the throwaway. The
throwaway hard drive record that Drake did in 2020 is on the way.
It's on the way. He got that one for you, Khaled. Don't worry about it.
But he said the Ye vocals are in, and we've seen some videos that didn't. We saw the boomerangs.
Over under that record ain't coming for a while.
The Kanye one?
That record. Kanye, man, just like that Kanye documentary that he says coming out, and he said, I need the final cut. Netflix said, well, we got to kind of tell the truth.
We're not. I was actually
on Kanye's side, like, man, like, yeah, man.
It's my narrative, okay?
Yeah, like, hey, man, y'all can't just use stuff of me. But that's the thing, like, you can just make documentaries about people if you want to.
You can make documentaries about people, about anybody.
Hold on, E-True Hollywood Story don't ask none of them. Like, it's really no difference from E-True Hollywood Story. Sometimes they don't ask people to get involved. Like, unsung.
Like I said, Lifetime just gets to do what they want to do.
Lifetime's disgusting.
Netflix definitely hit Lifetime. Like, hey, can we just do this if we want to do it? They like, yeah, we do it all the time.
E-True Hollywood Stories. It's just constant footage of them walking every type of red carpet. Like when they talk about people and everything that's like public. You know, and this award show had a meltdown. It was on TRL and this happened, like, and all that stuff. But they don't. They're not making a movie like the behind scenes stuff that doesn't.
Netflix was like, hey man, we sent you the goat, but we gonna do it our way.
Y'all remember that Netflix?
Netflix just said like, yo, we just have these home. We just gonna show niggas the home videos.
Dog, I remember Netflix. They did that Drake documentary, and it was literally just like clips they found on YouTube. And they just put it together. And
Hey, send me the link for that.
Nah, yeah. It got pulled off, but it was like, bro, it was never funny.
I'm like, using Kanye clips from Fade to Black and shit. Like, nigga, this.
I said, fam,
and the Through the Wire video. I said, fam, I've seen all this old footage.
This documentary has no like family interview. It's just random. Journalists are talking like, yo, like, so yo, I'm like, we could have did this.
This Netflix guy was all YouTube clips too. Like,
hey man, shout out to Aubrey. Aubrey's like, nah, I'm good. Yeah, nah, we're not doing that. Hey, yo,
put it on Netflix.
You want to take it down? Tell YouTube to take it down, because this is where we get all the.
Hey, I'm about to call Jay Prince. Y'all better get that shit off. I ain't doing that, Jay Prince. I got Jay Prince on the line right now.
Let this be a lesson to everyone. Get copyright on your home videos. I know you can do so. Like, I know nobody thinks about that. Like, yeah, these videos that I have on my phone, get them all copyrighted. If you're putting them out, get them copyrighted. And then, if niggas try to do a documentary on it, you can be like,
Man, that's right.
But yo, Kanye's also running around with Julia Fox.
Bro, I'm so tired of saying that, my friend. We don't care.
He's got her dressed in horror. They're already in that phase of the relationship. You're not flexing on anybody. Like, nah, this is better than Kim.
Like I was telling you earlier, man. Like, you lost, man, because Kim is bad, man. Everybody else, if they compare whoever you mess with, especially them white Victoria's Secret models or whatever you want to call them, hey man, or Uncut Gem.
Here comes Ellie Batum. I gotta dump this one. Hey,
Kim looks better, man. Like,
yeah,
Kim won.
Kim, listen, man, the Julie Fox you got, that ain't no Uncut Gem. That is stepped on. You ain't got that. Now the old.
Oh, that's the shit that Effie tasted.
Yeah, that's just like there's rat poison in that one. There's sugar.
That shit stepped on.
But the Julia Fox that we all saw in Uncut Gem. Excuse me, brother. Can you tap that white girl for me? Don't be.
Shout out to Jungle Fever, man.
Yeah, shout out to Don't Be a Menace. Shout out to Chris Spencer. Can you do something, my brown skin angel? Can you tap that white girl for me? saying that while wearing a dashiki and a kufi is hilarious.
That's crazy.
Hilarious.
Shout out Kanye for upgrading the PR team, throwing Jason Lee on there with Justin LaBoy. I'm like, all right, I see the play here. You got Justin LaBoy to keep you intact with the young kids. You got Jason Lee to keep
the tea market shade room.
Jason Lee does your interviews and get your narrative out there, because he was like doing. I saw his YouTube video. He was talking about all those videos Kanye was putting out. Kanye sent him those videos. Said, yo, put this out in your network. You can hear my side of the story. And I'm like. So, like, he's like, yo, this is what happened. I'm like, so, like, we going to hear the other side of the story? Because, like, I know it's usually, like, this person, then, like, the middle is what really happened. So, I'm like, all right, so, like,
what? There's three sides to every story. Yeah. There's what you said, and what really happened.
And then now he got Julia Fox. Julia Fox is going along for the ride. She ain't complaining one bit, but
she's happy to be here, bro. Every time I see her, I'm like, yo, she's literally happy to be here.
You are a dress-up doll to this nigga. Like, Kanye's only there for the aesthetic. Right? He has a certain aesthetic with his women. All right? And this ain't going to get us another My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy Part 2. No, like, no. She ain't about to get that bring that out of
it. Anyways, and heartbreak on the way.
If Julia Fox breaks your heart, nigga.
Hey, what if Kanye said, hey, I'm gonna have Adam Sandler drop you from the team. Like I'm at the weekend drop you from the team. Like, you'll never do another Uncut
the
Gems.
Weekend and Travis Scott. Like, we already been there. Keep it in the family, though. I see. All right.
Man. But yeah, nostalgia. I'll go first, though, with nostalgia.
Okay, you wanna go first?
I'll go first. Yeah, I hit y'all in the group chat. For the last like 2 or 3 days, I just had my Drake catalog just on shuffle, and Cameras came on, and I was like, "Hey man, I'll never skip this." It came on like midday too. Like we all know that Drake music sounds better at night when you're driving at night. But now I came one day, I'm like, I don't think I've ever skipped this song like a day in my life. Like I don't think I ever have. But yeah, so shout out to Cameras, shout out to the U of M, shout out to Ding Dong back in them days.
Oh, man. You're getting into nostalgia, because that's what that takes you to.
What a time.
Them days, man. Shout out to everybody trying to relate to Drake lyrics. And
that dropped in November of 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah, that album carried over into 2012 very smoothly, too. It didn't just come and go. that album stayed.
Shout out to that being an album that Drake never acknowledges, but is his best album. he
started doing it now, but ever since that whole, like, whenever that weekend shit happened, people always been like, oh, he wrote the whole album. It's like, ah, it's just,
okay. He never, like,
another album release tainted.
He never says that that's his best album. Like, he definitely always shouts.
He was gonna die. If nothing was the same. He loves that his fans are saying that.
We on the right side of history, man.
He loves that his fans are saying that.
Ain't never better than Take Care.
Because Russ,
it is better to say it. Go ahead and say it. A lot of people say that.
I won't say that, but I say biased. Personally, it's my, you know, I like it better personally. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, it's just, I always have.
You know,
really?
Yeah. No, because we're talking about nostalgia here. Nothing was the same. Takes me back to just.
That's a bro. That era was.
No, let me, I've got an example. Uptown Diner, just burgers. That's what I was taking every day around the bar. Yeah, no, that was.
Wait, so you really prefer. So, on top of all the things that came around, like, Care Package basically was Take Care's miscue.
I mean, half of it, because 5 a.m. Well, because for me, it's just like that whole era of the release when he was like, it was like the motion, like 5 a.m. Like, I was like, oh man,
that was all Take Care, though.
No, that was the same era, bro. The motion, so that came out like 3 months before.
That was the floater. Everything that floated in 2013 counts as Beyonce, leading up to Nothing Was the Same. Man. Now, 2012, I will give you, like, oh yes, post Take Care or whatever. But 2013, Nothing Was the Same was his best rollout.
That was actually a real rollout.
He didn't do no interviews. Take it.
That man was
like, no, and his interviews for Nothing Was the Same with the backwards snapback.
That was wild. The worst behavior.
The shirts was dope. I was like, hey, this is a rollout, man.
The backwards hats was dope.
I said. The backwards hat and the flannel, I don't know. That was a miss.
Nothing was the same. He was way cooler with Take Care. I don't care what you talk about. He was way cooler.
And he was on 106.
The drip and the swag was way better for Take Care and the album better. But the album was better. Nothing was the same. I'm by myself on this one. It's okay. No, look. I rock with the...
Start from the bottom? Like, God.
Don't get him started. Do not get this one started.
I'm gonna say this
in 2013. Because we always go like Dingy Towns all the time. He's been like, bro, this song is trash.
I was dressed.
Yeah, and then like I think like Too Much came out. Oh, so, okay, I like this one. And then like
No. I've never changed my views to everybody. I've never changed my views on Worst Behavior or Started from the Bottom. I've never said those were dope. Never said they were cool. Never said they were alright. They both wild trash. I liked everything else. What song was that I did not like on Nothing Was the Same that I changed my view on? Was it I don't think I did.
305 to My City.
Was it Wu-Tang?
No,
I thought Wu-Tang was cool. Like I said, Wu-Tang and West Magala goes together.
They go together.
And just like Language and 305 to My City.
Language is nothing like 305. 305 to My City is a completely different song. It's just terrible.
No, the Language and Connect were okay. very, very similar songs. But, I've actually went more, I don't like them as much. As opposed to, no, I liked them a lot at first.
Oh, no, let's talk about it, because we never get to hear about this. Something that Orin didn't like at first, but he was on, and he liked it. Orin don't like it. I swear, Orin's mind never changed. I've always respected that.
Man. Orin's it's consistent.
That's called stunting growth. Let it grow. There's so many songs that we talk about all the time that we grew up, that we grew up like, all right, this was all right. Oh, this got better and all that stuff. But when Orin hates something, I want to hear. This is what I want to hear about. For as long as we've been doing the podcast, I've been waiting for you to give us something that grew on you. And you actually like now that used to think was whack. I want to hear about that. Give us that.
On other words, the same,
or just in general. If you got something better than that,
I don't think there's anything I like more than I like off the original.
I know you're married to your opinion, but like
10,000%, I'm gonna die with mine.
No evolution. You're just gonna keep.
I'm die with mine. Hey, y'all better figure something out. Yeah, because even like, hey, what song you say was dope on CLB? That was like,
I didn't say that. You talking about Fountains?
Yeah, you said.
I said I don't mind as much. I didn't like it at first. Now I'm like, it's a cool record. Cutty track, I could do without.
No, the Cutty track is. I always like the Cutty track.
See, I forgot about the Cutty track because not on my album.
Because it's not on yellow. Yeah, hey man. No, yeah, man.
I be forgetting
Rush, you got B to the point where he just be deleting stuff off his album and he be forgetting about it.
No. If you ever hear me talk about an album,
you started that whole like.
Oh, I don't even. I stopped doing that too, bro.
No. Now Russ got me on roll because now I be thinking all these albums are perfect. Because I edited to make it perfect.
Then deleted all the bad songs.
That's not even the worst part. The worst part is I forgot that I did that. So I'm like, I don't know why people not feeling this album. Like, this is the best album. Like, yeah, I didn't know. I forgot because I do it the day of like the weekend.
But yeah, man. For me, nostalgia. Shout out to Cameron. Cameras is definitely one of the top five Drake songs of all time. Yeah. He got a huge catalog, but yeah, shout out to Cameras.
Great record.
Before I get into my nostalgia, I just want to say, are we allowed to talk about the new Meg record? Are we not?
I'm gonna stay away from that.
I haven't heard it, so go ahead.
We'll
stay away from it. You've heard it before.
You've heard it before. We're gonna get into that.
Hey, what song was that we talked about? You heard it. You definitely heard it.
We talked about. I forgot. Oh, I know what movie we said that about. We said about that Michael Ealy stalker movie.
Oh, you seen it?
I don't even remember who was in it. It was all the same people.
You definitely seen it already.
But yeah, no, you've heard it before. Her pen game is limited. So I forgot. The rest of that is something perfect. But this one's just plain old bad. This is just plain old bad. That's all I'm saying. We're gonna get into what we were talking about next week about
next week. Yeah.
When the numbers first week summer come in and it didn't chart well or whatever, because everybody's killing it, even the women. All right, so my nostalgia. Man, can you believe it's almost 20 years since Confessions first came
out? Oh, shit.
No, man, listen. Usher, this was a moment in time, and we were outside. See, we weren't born yet when Thriller was out. All right? This was it. This was it for us. This was just the big out. Platinum in the first week. You know, sold like 1.5. Like, the impact of Usher's Confession is, like, unprecedented. Like what we said. Like that's like a checkpoint in music, and of course in his catalog. But he's given us so much greatness. I forgot how, and I mean this in a literal sense because I didn't delete no songs off the album. But this is like a damn near perfect album. Like Jesus, Confession was such a well done album, and also in the original version, not the deluxe, when he tried to add on that song that sounded like. He was trying to recreate what Yeah was with Ludacris and Lil Jon. In the red light. I don't know why you did that, but some people loved it. But it did give us Seduction, which was just as good as any other song album. And My Boo with Alicia Keys. Even though people hate Alicia Keys for some reason. But that song is undeniable. Now, Usher's Confessions was great, and what we felt about it, and Orin brought this up. We was talking about this, like, hey, who did he make this album for? Because he made it for because we were too young. He didn't make it. I'll make it for the kids. Mm-hmm. He made it for like young adults. But we were wondering about what the adults were feeling about this album. This album did not get great reviews.
It was crazy.
Like,
we loved that as kids. We were trying to relate to it.
We weren't going through shit.
We were junior high kids. We had nothing to confess.
Confessions. There ain't no real problems. But and shout out to the rollout with Chili. And even though Chili, and it was Jermaine Dupri's writing, that was, even though I have a conspiracy theory to this day that it was really about that, but JD was just coming through to take the hit. Like, so to be the PR, I wrote it. It was about this. You good, Usher? I got you covered. Like, it's like he's like the wingman that has your back. Like, no, he wasn't with no girl. He was with us. We was at both.
Shout out to that JD interview with Bow Wow that never really clicked on Rory and Maul.
Yeah. My interview's all over the place.
It is all over the place.
The rollout was fire.
And also does Bow Wow.
The rollout got way more plays than the actual interview.
No, but Bow Wow didn't wild out when he got there. He was
mad calm and everything.
And asked, like, can we talk about what he said? Oh, man, I don't even. the liquor don't whirl.
Somebody said Bow Wow fighting some demons.
But yeah, Confessions had like the critics were like, it's good. I mean, it's cool. It's a B.
Yeah.
It's a B. Us is like A plus.
Best album. Like, if someone was asked, like, hey, yo, what's the perfect album to you? Like, most people our age would be like, Confession. Not easily.
Who was a basketball player? Too.
Yeah, Seth Curry was on Seth from on All the Smoke podcast. He was like, and they were like, yo, perfect album. What's a like, name one. He's like, convention. I was like, yeah, that's what I would say.
Like, no argument here.
Like, easy, like, an easy, like, quick one, like, is supposed to be like, Nah, I'd be like, yeah, convention, really.
Yeah, because critics didn't give, nobody gave it a bad review or anything, but like, everybody, the fact that people were giving it B pluses and Bs, just giving it Bs, mm-hmm. and being like, oh, it's cool. Like, oh, I mean, it's good. Yeah, it's good. Oh, y'all, this is thriller for y'all. Okay, this is like, oh, shit.
We see.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, we ain't going through these young man problems. You kids, I know y'all feeling what this young man is going through. Yeah. Shout out to Confessions, man.
What you got, Russ?
So, you know, with the winter, you know, number one, I want to say this winter feels long as shit and only in January, but whatever.
I thought you said winter. Like oh, shout out to Gunner.
Oh, wanna. Yeah.
But, no, I was thinking about, like, back
now when pushing P.
Back when we were kids and, like, what do you stake for us to get, like, a snow day? Like, it was like, I was thinking, I was like, yo, and the way we had to find out, we had to, like, go on the TV. I think Kev on stage, bro, so we had to go on TV and, like, it was like watching, like, the draft. Like, all right, you know, it's not my school. All right, it's not my district. Okay.
Wait for our name.
It went by. I got to stay here.
I feel like they gave y'all district way more passes.
No, hell no. They didn't give us shit, bro.
They never gave us.
Hold on,
bro. I never got a snow day. I don't remember getting ever snow day.
We got one in 98.
Yeah, we got one. We might have got one then,
but like,
we got the one.
After I got out of high school, I'm like, yo, they getting snow days for being just cold as fuck outside. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, that's different.
I was shook in high school when they be like, oh, we'll push it back an hour or two.
and we not blaming this like on the pandemic, but even like before the pandemic, they was getting school cancer for any little reason. Like, we didn't get none of this shit.
Mad, yeah. And we had mad buses, and it was just like, nah, yeah, I think
one day we were like an hour and a half late to school, and I'm like, yo, y'all cancel the fucking day. Like, what the fuck is this?
I think also plays into the fact that we did get like longer vacations than
winter break was 3 weeks.
We had a whole
y'all had 3 weeks.
Nah, but it was, I think it was like 2 weeks. But actually, it was long.
No, I'm talking about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, we got the whole week.
We used to get the whole
week. These kids only get the day.
They get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
They kept cutting it shorter and shorter. So like now it's just like just Thanksgiving.
Not come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow.
leftovers though, because
unless it's COVID. Cold. Unless it's cold. If it's cold, then we'll close it down.
And also too, I want to add. I don't know if I said this on the podcast before. I just want to know, like, remember like when we were younger and it was like, oh, teachers need more money. I was like, oh yeah, one day, bro. We're like in our 30s and still like, yo, teachers are still not getting paid shit.
You know, and the crazy part, like, man, they were like, oh man, like. You do realize you can't be a doctor if you don't know what 1 + 1 is, right? Like, like, you do realize if you can't read, you for damn sure can't be a doctor or lawyer. Like, you realize, like, these are, like, these people should be paid more.
Cause if you were Zeke and you were 10 years old, oh, it's not trying to figure out.
I'm like, they should be paid a hell of a, and that's not me talking from my years in Minneapolis school. But I'm like, yeah, if I can't teach them right to left, trust me, hey, they ain't saving no lives, brother.
How would they do no heart surgery?
How would you teach Zeke at 10 years old in first grade in kindergarten? You're trying to Zeke as big as you.
Oh man, but episode 82, man.
Episode 82. Hey, Monet, 82. Convincing that nigga that he was a baby at 5 years old is P.
Nasty.
That's P, man. That's, I don't know that you pulled that off.
Oh, she's pushing P for shit.
The fact that you pulled that off, boy, that you got him off.
The weekend, number one album in the world, man. The weekend,
no more album outside of
number one in Egypt.
Yeah. Hey, Drake, pick up a bill and cash his calls, man. They need the package. They need the care package.
Yeah, man,
they need to win week three.
You don't need to win nothing. He's number one in Sydney, Australia. He's number one in Turkey.
Ethiopia, Eritrea. He's number one.
Turks and Caicos. Oh, yeah. Like, shout out to Zimbabwe.
Nah, he definitely not, because Drake been there for a week. He definitely number one over there. Because Wana is in Turkey.
Like, you don't need to be number one in Florence. but this has episode been 82. We can get out of the 80s. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Apologies to the ladies of the majority sports talk episode. We know y'all tuned out a long time ago, but the stream still counts. As always, I am at Brandon Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
At T Russell 3 L's.
And we'll see y'all next week. And as always, plates.
Plates.